And my love for change and ongoing effort to increase kavana. So I just we finished Chav Zayin pretty much. So what I wanted to do, I've always wanted to do this, is learn the main, or at least one of the slichos that we're going to be saying the next day. As it's a chaval, like, you know, slichos is special and beautiful, and time of slichos, and it's sort of like this. It's very difficult to understand some of the piyutim, so we won't be able to do it all, certainly not in 10-15 minutes, but just maybe to get an idea. So with your permission, that's what I'd like to do. So the right time to start is now, because this is the only shir before Masa Shabbos, which is a slichas. So I'm trying to do it. Really not try to do it, if I understand it myself. So the one of the ways you know which is the main slicha, sort of the theme of the day, is that it's usually, I don't know if this is a clear rule, but it's usually a pisma. A pisma means not some. If you look in your slichas, maybe Sunday you could bring slichas, but if you look in your slichas, so some of them are called slicha, 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 and then there's always one, at least one, which is called a pisma. And a pisma simply means that we say it in back and forth. What's the word in English? Responsively, yes, responsively, like animus miros. That's a pisma. But it's not, the issue is not that it's a pisma. The issue is that it's a pismon, because that you should pay special attention to it. It's true by Adam's Miris too. It's a pismon because Adam's Miris is like a very holy thing. The shadow, what should be a pismon? For generations and generations, L'chadoidi was a pismon. Then it became like a niggin, like we go straight through, because it just became, I guess, cumbersome, whatever. Like, at least this show, we go straight through. But you still go back and forth. So here we still, instead of singing B'Botsoi Menucha all the way through, we do it as a pisma, I believe.
Was the pisma originally created as chazan persistence?
Yeah.
That's
what a pisma is. So the pisma of Motsoi Shabbos is the Motsoi Menucha Kidam Nucha Techila. The simple pshat and why we say slichas on Saturday night, as opposed to Sunday morning, like we do every other day of slichas, is because it says b'moitzai menucha kidam nucha tefillah. Of course, that's not the reason. That's just a siman for us that there's an inyan here of Motzai Shabbos saying slichas on Motzai Shabbos. It's a it's an interesting inyan, because like, what else do you do from Motzai Shabbos after, like from Sunday or some Motzai Shabbos? Like it doesn't seem to have that much of a significance that in most of the Torah that I could think of, that you start something on a let's start the week on a Saturday night. I think it's slichas. Like, we don't do Chayes Hashanahs, like nothing else, because it's simply slichas. And there's probably good reason for it. But let's just, in the translation of this, just try to, if we got a couple minutes, just concentrate on two points here, which I believe make up somewhat of a theme here. B'moitzoi menucha kidam nucha tchila. What does kidam nucha mean?
Preempted.
Well, I tell you, I looked in the art scroll before I came. So kidam nucha, the way it says in the art scroll is b'moitzoi menucha kidam nucha tchila, that we're starting right away on Motzei Shabbos, doing slichas. Like, we don't waste a minute, go right from Shabbos. We do waste a minute, we go to Chatzos Halayla. We don't waste it, come to my house. But it's a we don't wait till Sunday morning. But that
the kidam nucha pshat isn't the Kodesh Baruch Hu using the slichos in the morning, is because it's the shmir, the last part of the shmir is alayla. So kidam nucha we're getting even before that. In other words, normally the rest of the,
what's the word mean? He's saying a whole entire. No, what does the word mean?
So we're preempting.
Right. I don't know that it means we're doing anything. Kidam nucha. We're talking to Hashem.
Right, so
we are being mocked into you. Tchila. So, right. So let me just explain something here that the before I should say. The sinyan of Tzlichas HaMotzei Shabbos, it's really like a very deep inyan. And that is that Dafka after Chatzos, that Hayoim Haras Olam, Rosh Hashanah's Hayoim Haras Olam, the world was finished. being created. Meaning there was Adam, there was a world, Rosh Hashanah, wake up and discover your world, right? So Adam Risha was created on Friday, and then Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah was presumably on Friday night. It was presumably, right? Either Friday or Friday night. It's about Chalikis, I think, in the Zayar Gufa, when was the Brias Ha'olam. Not important. The point is that was the end of the creation. The beginning of the creation, where we went from Tohu to Bohu, was Yom Rishon of the Bria, was on what day? Sunday. Sunday, Yom Rishon. And we hold by Yara, by Yiboker. So really, the Bria started on Saturday night. Hashem created, so in other words, Shabbos, which I mean, there was a time, but let's Shabbos, as we understand it, was Tohu v'Bohu, and the world of Tohu v'Bohu, and on Saturday night, Lav Malka time, the world started to happen, right?
No time, though.
Okay. It says, Vayera Vayboker,
Yom Rishon.
Vayera Vayboker, the same, but I'm saying there was no time on Saturday, on Sunday either. The sun and the moon were only, the sun was created later, you know. So there was some kind of a getter of time. What?
The Ramban said that that's when time started, the moment of the
Seder, no, he's commenting on that. I said before that, Saturday was Tohu v'Bohu, but there was no before that because there was no time.
I was talking about all the Ryan 6 months earlier.
The Seder, 6 months, 6 million years, 6 months. I mean, I'm not, it's not my subject here. what I just want to say is that the beginning of Bria Sa'olam was on Saturday night. Everybody asking? Okay. Bria Sa'olam was on Friday. Bria Sa'olam started on Matzah Shabbos. So the Mefarshim explained that B'Motzai Menucha Kidam Nucha Tchila, that the right time to start imploring HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not just a chapter before Chatzais or before the Netzachama, is when, not when the world was finished being created like Rosh Hashanah, but Kidam Nucha Tchila, we start from the very beginning. So what's the idea of starting from the beginning of the Bria? That's when we should start imploring HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Slicha Mechila, which is on Saturday. And of course, this year it's different because, you know, this year when Rosh Hashanah comes out on what, Tuesday, so it's like an Ashkenazi, right? So it's like a Ashkenazi tragedy. Like,
just
I mean, it's like a
Max balance.
Yeah, it's like a, yeah. You look at the calendar, like Chas v'Shalom.
an
extra week. Okay, it's a hard thing. But normally, what happens? You know, everybody knows you have to have at least 4 days of Slichas. The Mishnah Berurah says. Because just like you're Bevaker a carbon for 4 days, so you have to be Bevaker. And so why do we start Saturday night? He doesn't say. So the Mishnah Berurah says like a funny thing. He says that because, you know, it's easy to remember Sunday. Where do we find such a thing? That's the Mishnah Berurah. Like, okay, so we don't. Where do you find such a thing? Like, you know, start school on Sunday. I don't, it doesn't feel like a complete. I think the Chabad Chaim is holding something back over here on us. So I believe that the pshat is as follows: that if you understand the idea of starting to get involved with Rosh Hashanah and Tshuva, so I was thinking that the Ramban says that. That when the Chumash tells us that Adam Rishon was created, and one of the first things he did was he went around the Gan Eden and he called everything names. So named everything, named the animals. He named everything. So what was the point? I mean, like, so he was the only one around. They had to give him names. So you're a horse. You're a donkey. You're a rabbit. You're a tree. You're a fish. Like, what was the svar over here? So the Ramban says. That the shame of something is the answer of the thing. It's the essence of it. What Adam Harishon was doing here is he was walking around, you know, like let's say, you know, think about, like, you know, you have a job to do, you know, you get hired for a new job, and somebody puts you into this you know, garage or office warehouse. Okay, here's your tools. Here's everything that you need to use for your job. So, you know, like, Adam Harishon was created for Avodas Hashem, and the world was his toolbox. This was the world. So he went around discovering what's let's take a look. This is what the Rabban says.
Taking
inventory, you see what I have to do in Avodas Hashem, Avda Ulashamra. What do I have to do? What's my job? And the way he did this, oh, this will be good for this, and that'll be good for that, and this will be good for a carbon, maybe, and this will be good to eat, so I'll have energy. Like, he was looking at everything in the whole Gan Eden, which that was the whole known world at that time, and he was saying, okay, this is how I should use this for Avodas Hashem. Yikra Lev Shemos. He gave everything a name. So the point is that he went on Friday back to Sunday to Motzei Shabbos, and he discovered everything that was created. So he became a Bucky in the Bria, and he named everything. He understood everything scientifically, spiritually. He understood everything that was in the world. So what happens? What's an Avera? Avera is that I misused something that was in this world. Here was created, it was at my disposal to do Avodas Hashem and Ratzon Hashem with. And because we have free choice, as we know Adam Arishon messed up on this, you can abuse the creation or the tools that were given to you. You give it a company car, you could use it for your own use. He was given a Gan Eden, Avdo L'Shamra. His job was to use it for the right purpose. So the right time to start, the right point, I don't want the right time, the right point of tshuva, the point of tshuva is to be able to take an inventory at everything that's given to us in our life, all the sheshes you may braces, and call them names. I don't want to make some here, let me go. Call many things come to mind. Call them names means the Yikra Lev Shemos means that if we look at everything in our life, so we say, okay, so you know this money I could use for this, this koach that I have, I'm an artist, I could use it for that. So every koach that I have, I have a good memory, I could use it for this. Take inventory of everything in your life. So the right time to take inventory for us is on Motzei Menucha. It's the Motzei Menucha. So Erev Shabbos. Let's start from the beginning of the world and work our way up. So that's I believe the pshat in Motzei Menucha Kidam Nucha Techila. We're going to go all the way back to the Motzei Shabbos, which on a regular year it works out like perfectly with Rosh Hashanah. It could work out perfectly. So then we say this. So just another minute over here. How does Nechami Marim Yoshev Techila? So we say to Hakadosh Baruch Hu Slichus. That hat oznachami marim, lend us an ear from Shemayim, Yoshev Tehila, lishmoa el harina velatfila, in order to listen to our rina and our tefila, and that's the theme. Lishmoa el harina velatfila is a bizvine that keeps on going over and over again. Lishmoa el harina velatfila, right? That's the rina and the tefila is what keeps on going over and over and over again. So what is it? Let's just get Pashup Shat, maybe a little more than Pashup Shat. What's Lishmael Arina Mila Tfila? What's Rina? What's Tfila? So I just want to point out, Rina, everybody says, are happy, are there happiness singing? That's the Kumi Roini Balaila. So that's the Echa.
That's happy.
No. It could be happy, but there it's not happy. Could be righty, but Lila, we say the Arab yelling boiker v'la boiker rina. There probably means happy, but so I just want to two pshatim here. Zebatoy Zeb. The pashat of pshat in rina, according to the Malbim and Rashi, in a number of places, is that Rina is an expression of a Karsa Toif, Dafka. And just like you have to say in davening, you have to say Shevach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a Karsa Toif, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, before you daven. So here we say also, Lishmael Arina Vela Tfila. First we have to find something to have, a Karsa Toif, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then we can have Tfila. By the way, the Gemara says, that a person we learned this a couple of weeks ago, the person's tefillah is not heard unless you're bebeis haknesses. Shenamar el arina ve'el hatefillah. Where does it say, by the way, el arina ve'el hatefillah? Where does that come from? Who knows? Malachim Aleph, when Shlomo HaMelech made the Chanukah Sabayis for the Bayis Risha, for the Beis Hamikdash. So he gave one of the most parakas, I think, one of the most beautiful sermons in history. And he said that the purpose of this Beis Hamikdash, he said that this should always be for Avodas Hashem, but it should always be to the Bnei David. But the purpose of the Beis Hamikdash is so that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could be Lishmoya El Harila Ve'El HaTfila. That's what he said. So in other words, and that's why the Gemara says, Brachas Chapes, that Lishmoya El Harila Ve'El HaTfila, Lakam Rila Shem Tehei Tfila. Rashi says the place where the tzibur comes together to sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, say Sheva, that's the place where you should daven. So Sarina Shiros V'Tishkachos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Tfila is when you ask for your own needs. So Lishmaya Larina Vela Tfila fits in with Chazal perfectly. That just that now that what I'm going to do first, I'm going to go with the Seder that has to be. And the Seder that has to be is that I'm going to show HaKaras HaTayv, and then I'm going to daven. Adav. It's very clear, not known to people, but it's very clear that when a person expresses HaKaras HaTayv to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it has to automatically, Chazal say, be followed with a tefillah. For you want more, because when you say thank you, you've ended the relationship of Leah. Leah had Yehuda. Apam oides Hashem. I give thanks to Hashem. That was it. A tabloid would be like this, right? So she stopped giving birth at that point. So this thank you, it's tricky. His thank you, but let's keep it coming, right? So you gotta be careful. It's like an interesting chazal. So Rila has to be followed by tefillah. Lishmaya Rila, vela tefillah. From Mishnei Atzadim, it has to be followed. So I just that's the pshat in Rila and tefillah. That's what we say here. I just want to take it one step deeper. And that is that I saw him Shemi Shmuel. He says that brings a Zohar. V'zeu shebezohar. This is Parshas Bishalach. Bishalach is interesting. That we went into the Yam when the Yam split. So we went into the Yam. It was nighttime. So it was pretty scary. The Chazal say it was nighttime, and we said Shira in the morning. So this Chazal say Erev Yolid Bechi v'Lavoy Karina. Scary. It's Mishmuel. There was no street lights and stuff. I mean, there was all kinds of miracles we hear about in the absence of lights, street lights. Full boot. There was a full boot.
From what age?
It's okay. It's still scary, right? So nighttime is scary. You know, you don't know what's going to happen here. We know the story. Like I said, we saw the movie. But if you don't know what's going to happen, it's a very frightening thing. When they finally got through, and look what happened to the Mitzrayim. When we finally got through, they went to the biker. When we finally got through, so it was Boker, Baruch Hashem, we were saved, and we said Shira. But the Chazal say like this, Zayin Kodesh, was Simcha B'Tzafra U'Rinana B'Ramsa, that the time for Simcha is in the morning. Emes, V'Yatzim, V'Nachem, V'Kayim, has to fill in the morning. The time for Rina is at night. Rinana B'Ramsa. Ki Rinana Hiterem Sh'Niskalu Advarim Shebuleich. This is such an amazing thing that Rina is not about Shevach necessarily, just a deeper pshat in Rina. Rina is what's in my heart, but I haven't yet, and I don't even know how yet to articulate it. Like when something happens to us, whether it's a simcha or a trauma or whatever it might be, like it's in our heart, but it's too early. You see people like after the Holocaust, took them 50 years till they were able to articulate a little bit what happens to them. But it's not only by a tzar like that, even by a, you know, you wake up, those who are zoicha to make chasidus, you know, with chasid, you don't even know what's going on. But the morning after, your mind, the video's going on in your mind, and you think, wow, that was nice, this one came, and that one came. By the way, a Baal Simcha should know this, you saw it. I've been a Baal Simcha Baruch Hashem 10 times, maybe 10 chasidus. Hundreds and hundreds of people, collectively thousands of people. I remember every single person that came and danced with me for a second. don't think it doesn't make a difference. Like even B'Shas Maisa, you know, the wheels spin and you remember. So the thing is like this: before, this is what Zayar says, before you're even able to articulate a feeling, so it's called Rila. It's just a regesh in the length. When you're able to say it already, so that's already called tefillah, or whatever it is that you're saying. L'chuna ranino l'Hashem, nariya, let's hear you say it. L'chuna ranino l'Hashem is when I have a regesh, rina, and then nariya means I'll scream it out, I'll shout it out, and I'll say it. You always have rina before. So this is the Shemi Shmuel says, that's why we have to have the rina at night, going into the Yam was a pachat, it was all about amunah, but coming out, we were able to say shira. So lishmael arina velatfila, that we're saying in Slichas on Matzah Shabbos, has to be the pshat that HaKadosh Baruch Hu don't only listen, look, it's not just Shevach, and this is what we need, Shevach, this is what we need. It's deeper than that. Listen to our Rina, even before it's expressed itself, because we're just starting, Matzah Shabbos, and then also listen to our Tefillah, as it gets expressed. But we're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's really the only one who could do this, to look deep into our hearts and see the expression that we don't even know how to express. That's the Lishmaya El Arina Velatzim.